You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
From Transnet's woes to Google's woes, they seem to be running into some trouble with the US government. And I'm joined on the line by economist and tech enthusiast at Business Day, Mudiwa Gavaza, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Mudiwa, good evening. Lovely to speak to you. As always, it's always awkward when the US government feels you've started an illegal monopoly and now wants to do something about it. What's going on here?
Well, Jimmy, I think I'm just going to start with a little bit of a rant on this one because, you know, when you hear about the American economy, they always espouse free markets, capitalism, and all of this. But when you see these cases, it feels like it's, you know, free markets to a point. It's capitalism to a point. It's growth, you know, to a point because, you know, right now it feels like Google has simply been too successful. You know, in its various endeavors, and now there is a pitch to actually break up the company. Let's hive off the Android operating system. Let's hive off the Chrome web browser, and you know, leave Google with some of its other, you know, properties, the search engines, the search engine YouTube. You know, the Gemini AI, that type of thing. But who knows, you know, if something like this is to actually go through, you know, where it might actually end up stopping, because each one of those constituents that make up the Google enterprise is a behemoth in its own right.
Mudiwa, has this ever happened? I can't remember a time where a government has come into a private company, forced them to effectively unbundle, and whatever shape or form that unbundling comes in, we can get to and speculate around. But have we ever seen this before where the government, aside from other economies like China, where we know this is standard protocol, but as you said, in a free market like America, where capitalism is supposedly being pushed left, right, and center, has this ever happened?
Well, the closest that something like this has come to happening with one of the so-called big tech companies in the U.S. was Microsoft in the late 90s. You know, those that have been following technology for some time will remember that there was, you know, huge issues around, you know, some of the accusations of monopoly around Microsoft, especially when it came to what were termed at the time the browser wars. You had Internet Explorer, and then you had Netscape at the time, and we had Microsoft that was bundling. Understandably, the business model makes perfect sense today in 2024, but back then it was seen as being a little bit unfair that Microsoft would bundle the Windows operating system together with a default web browser that was Internet Explorer. And there was huge pressure, you know, at the time, and they faced a similar situation to what Google, you know, faced right now. There was a call for a breakup, and that didn't end up, you know, end up happening. But, you know, you can draw parallels. The irony with that particular case is that if you fast forward almost 30 years, Internet Explorer isn't exactly what one would consider a major player in the browser landscape, because Google Chrome has emerged as you know, the big player. You've also got the likes of Firefox, Safari, all of these you know, all of these other players. But when it comes to US history, probably the most famous example is the breakup of John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil in the early 20th century. And that breakup resulted in a number of companies that still exist today, such as Chevron.
Mudiwa, does this open up the door to foreign competition coming into the market? I mean, you touched on the fact that IE is not necessarily a real competitor at the moment towards Google. And I think about international guys that might be operating perhaps out of China. You think about the likes of Bing. Does this open that up to say, if this forced open or forced unbundling takes place and the US government is of the view that this is a monopoly, then surely new entrants into that space would challenge that monopoly?
Well, interestingly, Jimmy, when it comes to something like this, right? Specifically, if we're going to look at the world of search, which is where a lot of this is emanating from, because when you look at Google's business model as a whole, whether we're talking about Gmail, we're talking about YouTube, the Android operating system, the Chrome browser, Google Pay, almost all of the things that make up Google are in service of increasing, the chat, not the chat, the search piece of Google's business, because that has been the biggest money spinner up until now, right? So you have that element there. This particular case, at least for now, you can see that US authorities are trying to, I guess, regulate or at least fix the market structure in the US. Most of the competitors that are cited when it comes to what's happening are the American players. So there's Bing, which is owned by Microsoft. That's an alternative search. And then you've also got Yahoo. And then I think the other one that people often refer to is DuckDuckGo, right? Those are the elements of those are the elements of rivals in the space. You don't really see, really big competition from Europe, but if you look in Asia, you have a lot of really big players, because you know that in China, the likes of Google are not permitted to operate in that country. So the search engines that have become big, when it comes to scale, you have really big players in that part of the world. But at least for now, I wouldn't say that foreign competition would be the biggest threat to Google, but rather maybe one of the domestic guys, your DuckDuckGo, your Yahoo, your Bing, possibly, being the ones that could increase some of their market share. And also Yelp, there's a whole bunch of these places that are out there that people are thinking of. And now the next phase of the discussion is AI, because more and more people are turning to AI to ask those questions, and then you have the AI going online and actually getting you those answers. So if we're talking about the evolution of a search engine, then the next phase that we need to, logically discuss is what's going to happen with the AI piece.
I suspect we have a lot more to look forward to, especially if the US government starts to get involved in these things, but we'll have to leave it at that for now. Mudiwa, thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Mudiwa Gavaza, economist and tech enthusiast at Business Day, joining me to take a look at the latest developments that could potentially see Google unbundling.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.